This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Now, I know I said I'd come to the end of my fascination with Dolly Parton, but there is one last observation that I want to make, inspired by her life. It's yet another splashy example of an idea that I've talked about before, a secret of adulthood that has been very important for me to learn and something that I often tell my children. You don't have to be good at something to be good at something. This is a crucial realization for me because growing up, I always thought, well, if I'm interested in following a career in such and such, I have to be a master in all the related tasks. And if I can't be good at every part of it, well, then I really shouldn't pursue it. With time and experience, however, I've learned that this just isn't true. Many people are wildly successful in fields where they lack what people might assume are essential skills. And that's where Dolly Parton comes in. In my study of Dolly Parton, I learned that Dolly Parton doesn't read music.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
And then I did a bit of research, and guess who else cannot read music? Paul McCartney can't read music. Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, Jimi Hendrix can't read music. These musicians didn't have a thorough education in music. They lacked arguably crucial skills, but that didn't stop them. They loved music. They wanted to play, create, and perform, and they figured out how to do that. Of course, with whatever we're trying to do, we want to be as good as we can possibly be. We must train, learn, practice, perfect. With everything I do, I'm always trying to do better. But I also remind myself that I don't necessarily have to be good at something to be good at something. If you want to hear the other episode of A Little Happier where I talk about this, I'll post a link in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.